As Australia struggles with a growing obesity and diabetes epidemic, calls for tax on sugary drinks grow even louder. Last month, the UK became the 28th country to introduce a drinks tax. But public health officials have told tonight's Four Corners program the food beverages industry has been obstructing and delaying policy outcomes that would lead to better health, and a sugar drinks tax here is unlikely. Michael Brissenden reports.
Australia is now one of the fattest nations on earth. 60% of us are overweight or obese. By 2025, that figure is projected to rise to 80%. Stephanie Clark is one of Australia's obesity statistics.
You know, when you're by yourself and you're looking in that mirror and you go, gosh, I wish I could change that.
At her heaviest, Stephanie weighed 167 kilos and had a body mass index of 61. She blames her weight problem on poor food choices, too much fast food, large portion sizes, snacks and sugary drinks.
I'd drink at least a can of Coke a day, and that was just a regular part of my diet.
The path to obesity is a complex one, but public health officials have been campaigning for Australia to introduce a tax on sugary drinks. It wouldn't be the whole solution, but they say it would be a start. Michael Moore is the head of the Australian Public Health Association.
We know what it does, we know about the health impact, but there's something that's restricting us, and it's industry.
Michael Moore has sat across the table from industry representatives on many of the committees that have determined food policy and regulation. He says industry has had too much sway.
Look, the reality is that industry is, by and large, making most of the policy. Public health is bought in so that we can have the least worst solution.
Jane Martin from the Obesity Policy Coalition was a member of the committee that developed the front-of-pack Health Star rating system. She says food industry representatives fought successfully to scuttle efforts to make that system mandatory, and now the drinks industry is working against any suggestion of a sugary beverages tax.
It's not the public aren't on board, the politicians aren't on board. And the reason that a lot of the politicians aren't on board is because of this influence that we're seeing of groups like the Beverages Council, of these alliances in Canberra working against effective recommendations.
The Beverages Council admits it's spent a vast amount of resources lobbying against a sugar tax. But the council CEO, Jeff Parker, says singling out sugar as the cause of the problem is too simplistic.
This type of discriminatory and regressive tax continues to be a minority public health measure.
Retail politics is also a factor working against a sugar tax in Australia. Both the Coalition and Labor continue to oppose the idea. Sugar is a major employer in four marginal federal seats.
And you can see Michael Brissenden's report on Four Corners on ABC TV tonight at 8:30.